Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code TARGET at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code TARGET. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about funny podcast about famwe. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, my overall great gal, and overall great gal, not my overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hi there.
With us, as always, is our producer, Andy. All except, not always, was, you know, the last couple of years, and then there was one episode that you just started and left. You were sick?
Yeah, I was sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just couldn't be in the room with you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what, today, I just can't.
It's not the day. I understand that. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate mm-hmm. you, you know, our little podcast that could hear. It's been almost 5 years.
I think it's been five years. I think I got on it in 2020 in March.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So yeah, thus
you're right.
Almost 5 years.
Well, I know, but when COVID is COVID-19, and then you're like, but it really hit in March of 2020. Mm-hmm. So we're close. Yeah, I thought it was December, but
right.
Anyway, it was 4 months off. Don't look at me like that.
I just said, you know, it was almost 5 years.
I know, but I thought it had already been 5 years.
Right, but it hasn't.
I know.
Great. Well, proof, ladies and gentlemen, you can win an argument with your spouse. I just did.
This is mind-blowing content.
Whoa. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
No, we got a lot to get to today.
Covered it all.
As always, we got some emails.
Mm-hmm.
We got a weekend recap, couple bingo dingos. Mel finally saw Wicked, and I finally watched Daredevil Season 3, which I believe came out 6 years ago. So, but...
we are in the loop.
We are in the know right here. Mm-hmm. A couple of people are real tuned in to cultural happenings.
Mm-hmm.
The nominees for best movie for the Golden Globes, I had heard of two of them and seen none of them. Heard of two, seen none.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have seen the Sonic trilogy, so that's where we're plugged into if you want to know what's going on in our life.
Exactly.
But we appreciate you guys coming in. We got a little business to get to here. One, I do stand-up comedy. If you guys are interested in watching me do stand-up comedy, I'm going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana this week, January 23rd through 25th, 5 shows. Saturday early sold out, I think, but there's tickets available to the other ones. And then in February, February 7th and 8th, Denver. February 13th through 15th, St. Louis. And then the 16th, Columbia. And Toronto for the 20th and 22nd. which I've never been to Toronto. I'm excited to go. March and beyond, we've got Santa Cruz, Petaluma, Berkeley, Lexington, Kentucky, Eugene, Oregon, Brea, California. This is a new one on sale, June 6th and 7th, Las Vegas, Nevada, at Wise Guys Comedy Club, Pottstown, PA, Richmond, Virginia, Stamford, Connecticut. More on sale coming, but that's what we got right now. Doing the thing where I'll open for a comic in a market and then have a thing on sale for my own headlining date, thus the Richmond, Virginia. I was in Richmond with Tay this week, which we'll talk a little bit about, and then Vegas is because I'm in Vegas with Nate in a couple weeks. So, no, next week.
Yeah. I didn't print flyers for you for Richmond.
Remember, because I'm not doing the lobby anymore. Because remember, Tay has the
pamphlets.
She has like a church pamphlet. And that's kind of the theme.
Yeah.
And so my handle and stuff are right there. So
great. Yeah, I was just trying to remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for the environment. So let's read a couple emails. First off, I want you guys to send some emails because our next big themed episode is going to be today. We're talking about malls. By the way, we got a lot to say about malls. Mel spent the weekend in a mall. We've got a lot to discuss about teens in the mall, us as malls, at malls as teens, as adults. Just a lot of mall talk. We got Valentine's Day coming up, and one thing that we love to discuss here on our little podcast is how Valentine's changes as a married couple. So send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com about how Valentine's has changed as a dating versus married, courting, engaged. You know, it just the longer you're married, how it's changed. Do you still celebrate? What do you do? Are you in that it's just a created Hallmark holiday or whatever it may be. People got real strong. Valentine's take. So
yeah,
send us those emails or comment on the Facebook group. You can do that there as well. Like Richie Rice said this on the Facebook group: January is definitely the worst month, and it's not even close. I have very strong feelings about this. Also, quote, New Year's for parents doesn't start until your children go back to school, which we said is so true. As the main caretaker of kids in my home, who also works in my kids' school, the first week of the year definitely felt like we were in limbo as we waited for school to start back up. All of my healthy habits stopped when winter break started and started right back up when the kids went to school. You said that today even about our listeners. You feel like people are just kind of starting to get in the
catching
swing of
up.
Things right now?
Yeah.
Do you feel that about you too?
Definitely.
Do you have any interest in expanding on either of those thoughts?
I don't know. maybe not.
Let me know when you are ready to start, Mel.
I'm just gonna let you talk. No, I
it's all right. I'll move on topics. Let's do a couple emails here. It's all right.
It's just a flood of information, that's all.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it in.
Yeah.
Just like a listener would.
This is an email.
No comments.
When we had guests on the pods, we were looking for a term, and Abraham Lara. Any reference? No, you don't got an Abe in your family.
I guess I could be a 1% Jewish if I do.
Yeah, he said, I think the term you're looking for when you have guests is a hitchhiker, which is perfect.
Oh, that is
good.
It's so good. You named it. Because we're the front seaters.
Yeah.
And the listeners are the back seaters.
Yep.
Now we get the occasional hitchhiker.
That's nice.
It's really nice.
That's nice.
Well done, Abraham. Father good. Abraham.
I was thinking like Uber driver, but
yeah,
that's good. That's better. I like it.
Well, I'm glad you said
Babe,
something
I,
on
I
the
found
pod.
Something to say. 7 minutes in.
Crushing
Mel
it.
Mel says something.
All right. This is right
yeah.
here. This is another email. This is from Chris. Subject, your podcast may just be a fever dream. Dustin and Mel have been enjoying Dustin's comedy for a short while now, which is funny to me.
Great.
But just recently jumped in the podcast van. Welcome to Be the Backseater. After listening for a couple months, I've begun to wonder if this podcast is actually just a fever dream of fights and conversations with my wife. And I've had or am going to have. The parallels are strikingly similar. Dustin and I are the same age. I was also raised by a single parent with little money. I came to faith as a young adult. My wife and I have been married for 20 years. Brown was also our wedding color. We have three kids of similar ages. Martial arts and cross country take up a significant portion of our fall. But seriously, thank you for saying out loud all the things I'm thinking, so I don't have to get in trouble for saying them myself. Dustin, next time you're in Des Moines, I'm assuming Iowa, I'd love to treat you some great local coffee and discuss the music stylings of Dustin Kensrew, theology, 90 Seattle sports team, which part of our body randomly hurts that day. Actually, I'm sure the last thing you want is a coerced conversation with awkward conversation with a stranger. Be sure to check out Daisy Chain Coffee, Horizon Line, which we've been to Horizon Line, which is very good. Mars Cafe. Thanks for the laughs, and here's to a great 2025, which I think he did with the bye. I think that was the idea there. I don't know.
What's his name?
Chris.
Nice.
A lot of crossover there.
We got a lot in common with you.
We do. We do. So thanks for the email. Hopefully I'll be back in Des Moines soon.
Yeah. We're not coming this time. No, this is a joke.
Well, it's my curse city, Des Moines. Like, I love it when I'm there, but I've had real travel woes getting there. Yes. They've been trying to keep me out.
Yeah.
So this is, this is from Alec on our Facebook group here.
Okay.
A side comment in this week's pod hit me. You said that if clean comedy isn't your thing, then Taylor Tomlinson isn't for you, which I think Alec might have just missed that quote where it said, if clean comedy is your thing, then Taylor isn't for you, which is me saying that Taylor is not a clean comic. Mm-hmm. No judgment, of course. I love her work and others, but knowing that you tend to be clean or at least clean adjacent, how do you tend to handle that on stage? I've seen your clips, but wondering what about your approach? Do you address it with an audience, especially when you find yourself sandwiched between other comics that are super raunchy? So this is a little Dustin's comedy corner, I suppose. I've always been a clean comic. I started as a clean comic. Some comics start clean and then become kind of go away from it. Bill Burr infamously started as a clean comic.
And then vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I find no one really cares if you're clean or not. They don't care. The highest compliment you can get as a clean comic is that they don't even notice. They just go, oh, you were really funny. Or like they come after a show and like, dude, you were so effing funny. And like, that's a very, you're like, oh, you didn't get any of it, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So I don't, the truth be told, like it's like as a clean comic, there's a lot of really bad clean comics out there. And like in my experience, like that's their whole angle is that they're clean. That they're like, I'm the king of clean or that, you know, like don't do that. And I would not suggest that. Like you're going to get a lot of like, I don't know, middling type opportunities, not like middle on a show, but just like these like little nothing type things where you're just like marketing yourself as a clean comic and somebody has some luncheon and a couple $100. And if that's what you want your future to be, that's totally fine. There's room for that. I've always said as a clean comic, it closes no doors for you. It only opens some doors for you. There are things that you can do as a clean comic that other comics can't do. Corporates, you know, the occasional church gig. I mean, some gigs just request that you be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are comics who request clean openers as well. And I'm one of them, you know, and it's not, I didn't request a clean opener before I could start selling tickets. But now that I have a bit of an audience, I'm like, the audience is going to prefer it because a lot of my audience, comes for clean comedy. So, so I guess there's no strategy to it. I don't know. I don't alter my material at all for any show, I guess is what I'm saying.
I mean, sometimes you'll say a sentence to like put yourself in the room.
Yeah.
You know, like if someone was saying something like whatever, you're like, well, I'm not going to be talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Like an opening sentence.
That's a good point. Yeah. When like if I'm out with Tay and like Zach Noe Towers opens, like Zach is a gay man and is a very filthy, dirty comic. And he'll be the first to tell you that. And love Zach. Good friend. And then every time I follow him, I go out looking like a 40-year-old dad. And I always say the same thing. Like, I'm going to talk about other things. And everyone laughs and they get it because they're like, I know what I just saw.
It's a bit of a reset.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that people kind of get what they're going to get from me the second that I walk to the stage because I kind of look like my act at this point. So mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't, there are certain topics maybe like that I would do on a Tay show, but not a corporate gig or my own headlining show or something like that. Or like, I do a decent amount of political material, but it's not divisive and it's not really take based ever. But it's not very much. But there are certain shows that you just wouldn't touch that topic at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Well, you always feel out, like, I was talking to Jess Egan at the San Diego show. Both of you feel out the crowd.
Right.
Like with your first or second joke, and then you can, it's a test.
Yeah.
Will they give you, you know, your more edgy joke or your like more political joke? And if they didn't laugh at the first one, or then you're like, well, I know.
Yeah.
This isn't the room. This isn't the time.
And sometimes you don't care. Sometimes you're like, these are the jokes I want to tell and you're going to deal with it.
But if you chose to course correct, you could.
Yeah.
So I think you answered this.
I think so. Okay, yeah. Good. That was Mel's way of saying, can we move on?
Hey, you told me to contribute. I'm trying.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code LEGACY at monarch.com. That's monarch.com. Promo code LEGACY. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
So anyways, join the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans and shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about our weekends. I was in Richmond, Virginia with Tay, and Melissa was at the mall.
Yes.
And at a volleyball tournament.
Yes, I was.
Tell me about your Sunday, Mel. You and I had similar hard Sundays.
Yeah.
But like we are on similar hours, even though I woke up at 5-something a.m. in Richmond, Virginia, which is 2 hour time, and flew home.
Yeah.
Connected in Atlanta. No easy way home from Richmond, Virginia. And you got up at 5:10, I think you're to drive.
Yeah, I had a couple different alarms going off.
Guess where you drive for the volleyball tournament, Andy?
Orange County, baby.
Yep. Orange County, where they all are.
So we kind of lucked out. This is the first time Gloria has done regional travel volleyball. Mm-hmm. And we waited and waited and waited to advance from local, which is North County, San Diego, to Irvine.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice because they put the tournaments a lot of times over 3-day weekends, which is helpful because it's Sunday, Monday.
Right.
A lot of times. And I don't know, you already have 3 days to work with, so it's a little bit easier. But on Thursday, we found out that it was like within 24 hours, canceling the hotel room. We found out it was a 1-day tournament instead of a 2-dayer.
Huge.
We were all thrilled. This is the best news.
Yeah.
Is we don't have to stay the night and, you know, all these different things. So I got up at 5:10 on Sunday morning. And I returned home at 5 p.m. On Sunday. And I was like, that was 12 hours door-to-door.
Yeah.
For 3 volleyball games.
Yeah.
2 refs. You ref 2 games.
You came home looking like you had a travel day. Like that just like cross-country, like travel day. Yeah.
It's just, It's so long. After the first game, you texted me because you were having your own travel day, long cross-country travel day.
I was making memes in the sky. I was following the Trump TikTok stuff. Then I was watching a playoff game. Like, I did have travel tired, but mentally it was the piece of cake.
And I told you, I don't know if I can find my three adjectives, but I said bored, overstimulated, and tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad combo.
And you replied back like, they should make a shirt for this.
Yes.
Now, a lot of times I have Claire with me, which means like we're leaving, we're walking, we're getting food. We're not glued to the gym, you know, we're not tethered to the gym. We're coming and going.
Yeah.
A bit more. But I put like AirPods in just to not hear everything, every whistle.
Yeah, the problem with all three of those things is that your phone is the only option for a solution. And a phone will actually make you more bored eventually, more overstimulated, and more tired. So the phone is not the answer.
So then...
what do? You just get on your phone and get coffee all day. Eat.
So I know the problem is all you want to do is eat. And
you want to eat nachos. You want to eat what the tournament is serving.
The little bag of Skinny Pop was $3.
Yeah.
They're making some money.
Orange County prices.
Dang.
This is like an ounce of Skinny Pop.
Yeah.
$3.
Cheaper than eggs.
I brought my own eggs.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Eggs are expensive again.
The funniest thing about these sports tournaments is, one, we were at UC Fullerton and I told a parent like, well, this counts as a college visit.
It's a good line. Did you do that dance after you did it too?
Yes. Well, that's the thing is I don't have a lot of friends on this team.
Yeah.
Because it's a new travel team. And so I am very bored.
Yeah.
I am so bored.
No one to talk to, yeah.
And then what I do is I'll move my chair.
How long in advance did you think of that line?
No, I thought of it on the cup.
Nice. You riffed that? That's good.
I don't even know who I told it
to. I'd love
to
bring
have
that
any
kind
friends.
Of content to the podcast.
I don't have any friends on this team.
I'd love that riff and wit, Mel. I know it's in
there. I probably told the ticketer
that I
that great line.
And they're like, I'm sorry, what? They took their
they're like,
out.
It's $20, man.
Yeah, yeah.
My year at Cal State Fullerton was just a college visit.
Really. Hilarious, yeah. Listen, you got to save money where you can. Again, cost of eggs.
It's a huge campus.
We can buy eggs or you can go to college. Those are your choice. Next time they're the cheap, you have to buy them in bulk and then freeze your eggs. That's what that means, right? Is that what they mean?
Yeah, they're freezing grocery store eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's what that means, right?
When
an older actress is like, I'm not sure if I'm gonna have kids, and she freezes her eggs. That's what she means, right?
Is 30 old?
I didn't say I didn't say
you
a number.
Said older actress.
Did I say a number?
No.
No. But yeah, no one's freezing their eggs like at 45.
Yeah, you're right.
My joke
right.
is.
Yeah.
That it's they're not old. But anyway,
well, who wanted to do that bit anyways?
I'm gonna kill you. I'm talking about my volleyball tournament. Let me talk about how bored I was.
Yeah.
Okay?
Great.
Eight courts of volleyball.
3 pounds of salmon. 8 courts.
So you have to walk and stand when the kids aren't playing.
Yeah.
You got to move
because
you already drove an hour and a half. It's 3 hours of driving. So you got to move when they're not playing.
Right, right.
And then they're just like laying on the floor on their phones in between when they get a break.
Because they have to ref otherwise.
They have
right?
to ref or lay on the ground.
Yeah.
And they're not hungry. And there's nothing good to offer them anyways. Yeah.
Well, funny enough, my hotel in Richmond, Virginia this weekend, the Marriott in downtown Richmond, was full of a volleyball tournament.
Yeah.
And I was not thrilled about it because I was walking.
They were an overnight one.
They were an overnight one. There was a big lobby, which like was tough because they just were all down there. And then they had the M Club, which is usually reserved for us titanium elites and above. And they were all sneaking each other in. So the M Club was full of volleyball players literally peppering, like hitting the ball back and forth. And then a bunch of dads like watching the games. Because it was a big football weekend. Yeah, it was. I was surrounded. And then at one point, we got in an elevator. And so I was trying to go down. And these like teenage girls didn't know how to work an elevator. And we were like, this is so funny. So I'm going down. They're trying to go up. But the elevator's going down. And there's these like these four teenage girls in there. And they're like, oh, it's going down. And one of them just goes, bruh. And I was like... I was like, oh my gosh, I'm home. And then like three of them got on their phones like, why is this not going up? And then one of them went, bruh. And then one of them went, what the sigma? And then they asked like, I'm home. And I just remember that you talked about how like middle schoolers and then I think to it high schoolers, they really do just become, they're just invisible almost because they all have like a certain rhythm and language to them. Mm-hmm. It's so rare. Individualism is so rare in the teen years.
Especially the middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's true in high school to a certain extent, too, because they all speak the same language.
I think, like, some high schoolers, like, get a little more, like, exciting with their dress.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, in middle school, they look like clones of each other.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And in high school, some people take some more liberties.
Yeah.
And, like, not wearing the exact same shoes and outfits that everyone's wearing.
All I know is I went from San Diego, California to Richmond, Virginia, and my teenage daughter was in the elevator with me and all of her friends.
Yeah.
The language, the posture, the phone, everything, just their movements. They're like, wow.
The slides, the sweat, the AirPods is all the same. We were at a beach over Christmas break and heard someone.
Big flex.
In
she
SoCal.
Throws out casually.
Well, okay, the point is we were outside and I see like a young adult couple and then she goes, my Sheila. And I'm like, we're looking at rocks.
Oh.
You know, and like little crabs and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I hear that and I'm like, wow, pop culture is crazy.
Yeah.
Because we were like all of our friends and classmates were quoting Billy Madison and
SNL.
Yes.
A lot of Chris Farley impersonations back in our day. Yeah.
In a van down by the river.
And,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just funny when you hear it.
Bro, that's tight.
In a different context. Yeah.
Fat.
I don't even know where tight.
That's
like, I can't tell you where it comes from.
I was explaining to my teens how fat was a thing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, bro, that's fat. Bro, that's tight. It's fat. Mm-hmm. Tight and fat were both good things somehow.
Yes.
So it doesn't make sense. These things don't age well. It all becomes cringe pretty quick. Let me tell you, ask this question though, Mel.
I had
the gym tournament. What do you prefer, wrestling or volleyball? Which one? Because you've spent some Saturdays or a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Mel, you got to stare down the barrel of a Saturday or a Sunday, and it's a wrestling or a volleyball tournament. Which one do you pick?
Okay, wrestling is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Because it's quick.
And
it's like, but I get anxious because I worry about the kids getting injured.
Yeah.
And volleyball is contact. Like, the girls run into each other.
Yeah.
Our kids dive in right and left.
Right.
But in wrestling, like, I get worried.
Well,
you know, I mean, they're literally like strangling each other.
Yes. And I think that there's also a difference in wrestling. It's not a team sport. It is, but it's an individual sport.
Yeah.
There's safety in the team. Like, you're nervous watching your kid's baseball game. You're terrified when they're pitching or they're at bat because it's just them, all eyes on them. And wrestling, it's all eyes on them. Mm-hmm. So it's more nerve wracking, I think.
I guess our funny experience with wrestling was it was COVID era wrestling. So we would have to wait outside until our son was up.
Yes.
And
yes,
then we'd have to run in because, you know, you couldn't all be together.
Mm-hmm.
And like he would text us, be like, I'm up in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And we're like, and if you miss it, it could be over in a second.
Yeah. And I remember being like,
a match.
You guys, if we can be wrestling right now, we can be watching wrestling because wrestling, there are no more germs in a sport than wrestling.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, those December tournaments where everyone got sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had a good weekend in Richmond with Tay. Haven't toured with Tay in 14 months.
Wow. And, yeah, I believe it.
I mean, I've done a couple little things with her here and there, but it's been 14 months. And it hit me, the last time I was out with her was in Virginia, Tyson, Virginia, outside of D.C., which is so... was
for her special.
For her special.
Yeah, taping.
So it's fun. Richmond's a cute little town. We dinked around. There was a coffee shop I went to, The Lab by Alchemy, I think is what it was called. It was good. Yeah, I liked it. Richmond is like, Richmond, I would like walk around and I'd be like, this is a really cute street. And then I'd be on another street and I'd be like, am I safe? And I brought that up to a couple people and they're like, yeah, that's what Richmond is like. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of every other, but there was also like an area that's like old Virginia, which, you know, Virginia is very old America.
Yeah.
And it's the Capitol and, you know, VCU's right there and the Capitol building are right there. And
you said there's like cobblestone.
There's cobblestone streets. And stuff. And then I went to the Edgar Allan Poe Museum, which was very cool. And they just do not, Tay and I said our favorite part about that is they do not hide the cousin stuff. There is just there's a room about his childhood. There's a room about his work. There's a room about his big mysterious death. And then there's one where you go into about his life. And they're like, hey, we know it's weird. He married his younger cousin. And Taylor's like, I'm glad they don't cover that up. You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you think of Edgar Allan Poe, those are the things you're like, The Raven, great. I remember listening on a podcast a long time ago that no one's really sure how he died. And then there's the weird cousin stuff. So,
yeah,
but it's a cool museum. I liked it a lot. It's like the oldest residential buildings is still standing in Richmond. And it's cool. It's kind of like the Andy Warhol one. It's not nearly as big. The Andy Warhol one in Pittsburgh is much bigger. But you go, oh, this is fun that, you know, this little cultural weirdo is from here.
Yeah.
Now, Andy Warhol was he immigrated there, but still, it's fun. It's cool. And I'll be back there in July.
Walt Disney's from the Midwest.
Yeah.
You're like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean. You
know? I think it's like Kansas City or ish.
Yeah, but. The comedy one, the National Comedy Theater, or whatever it's called, Museum of Comedy, it's where Lucille Ball is from, which I think is Jamestown, New York. And that is so far off the beaten path. Like, it's outside of Buffalo by like an hour, and that's already outside of places. So,
yeah.
Anyways, it was a fun weekend. Nice to be out with Tay. I'm not out with her for a while, but we spent a lot of time discussing the TikTok ban and had the joke about it, and it did not last long. It was fast.
It was a big topic at the volleyball tournament as well.
And this is my theory.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million dumb, true theories about it. But there was part of me that I was like, I think that Trump might have unbanned. I think that Trump might have saved TikTok so his teenager liked him.
Yes.
And honestly, I've never related to him more.
Yes.
I've probably never related to him in any way in that regard that our lives are so different. But he does have a teenager and he had the chance to bring back TikTok. And he wanted his teenager to like him. And honestly, respect. I get it. It's hard to get your kids to like you.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine saving TikTok for our teenager?
She told us
she shed a tear. When TikTok came back.
Yeah.
Our teenager told us to shed a tear.
Listen, if my dad had flown in and saved MySpace.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been a big.
Unbelievable. Big deal. Would have been huge.
You would have gotten some points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of teenagers, what we wanted to talk about was the mall a little bit today. The reason I want to talk about the mall is because you spent
so much time
at the mall this weekend.
I was there all day Saturday.
Yeah.
And then my art kids both went back on Monday. Yeah.
What were your hours?
We had a very loose plan. We had owed Claire and this friend a trip for about 8 weeks. And we could not schedule it.
Trying to go to Belmont.
For one reason or another.
Yeah.
This was, and maybe even longer, fall break. Like, months ago.
Right.
And
it's hard planning stuff with other parents, man.
Yeah. You know? Then life happened. Like, the girl got injured ice skating over Christmas. Like, mm-hmm. she had an ankle thing. So anyway, we finally had this trip planned, and then it changed like 15 minutes before we left.
You were like walking out the door. You were like, yeah.
So we ended up at the mall.
We just, it's funny because this happens when you try and do things on play dates and stuff. Like,
yeah.
We kept referring to this as the trip that will never happen because it kept getting pushed back and pushed back. Mm-hmm. This trip to Belmont Park for various reasons.
And then
you're like, it's happening.
It's going to actually happen.
And then I kept joking. I was like, we'll believe it when I see it. And then sure enough, 15 minutes before, it got changed because of some reservations or whatever.
Yeah, so there's 2 10-year-olds and 2 parents.
Tough start, 2 10-year-olds.
And then there's 2 15-year-olds sisters who were like, we want in too.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're this big group, and so we're going to the mall. We're talking about going to an escape room. We did not make reservations. Mm-hmm. That was booked all day. Oh. No way. No way we're going to get to this escape room.
And you're like, this mall is an escape room. I'm in my own escape room right here.
We're talking about a movie. You know, I'm like, 2 seconds later, this movie's rated R. This is a movie. So that's out.
Yeah.
So a lot of loose planning.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs a winter formal dress.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, our son, needed a winter formal outfit.
Mm-hmm.
We're just walking around this mall.
Yeah.
And in various groups, and, you know, they're hitting all the stores.
And you're like, you guys can't afford anything in here.
No.
There's nothing that you can. You might be able to get a lanyard at Spencer's.
So
that's what you would afford, is a lanyard at Spencer's.
If you can imagine.
Is that still around, Spencer's?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can imagine, we are, first of all, we park in opposite sides, mm-hmm. in different parking garages.
Yeah.
And the girls can't, they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think they're across, they're at Nordstrom, we're at Macy's. Like, mm-hmm. these are polar opposites. So we finally meet up with them. We get boba. The kids get boba.
Of course, boba's still hot right now.
We get the boba. Then they are out looking at stuff in stores, and then I convince our son to come down.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is our window.
Because the mall can be this way. The mall can be very productive. You can knock out a lot of tasks at the mall.
Let's get your formal outfit. He's never gone to this formal dance. And let's try and use some of these pieces for prom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, let's just do it.
Yeah, really piecing this together here, Mel.
And, well, so we're doing this. The other mom goes her way. And then I finally find the girls, all 4 of them. And they're talking movie, they're talking dinner. And I'm like, where's the other mom? How much time do you have? When do we get to leave?
This is one of the challenging things about the mall is it's very easy for like a $20, $40 spending limit to be like, how did I just spend $300? What just happened here?
No, that's the way of the mall. But sure enough, it's freezing. It was freezing for San Diegans. One of my kids does not have enough clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're eating
outside.
Which
is a problem in its own right, a whole other discussion.
We are able to turn on the heater, the space heater,
mm-hmm.
and in the food court. We have
these
our
are outdoor
meal.
Malls. We should clarify this. Most of Southern California is outdoor malls, so that part of is already hard.
The sun
to
has gone down.
Yeah,
we have our meal. We head on our way.
Yeah,
out and complete.
That's how they get you? They're trying to get you to buy a jacket.
Exactly. That's literally that was her. She was like, "Well, I could just buy a sweatshirt. I have one in the car that you won't wear." So it was very disorganized, and I had to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And now that 10-year-old's like, but we didn't get to do the escape room.
Yeah.
I want to go back for the escape. She's hooked on the mall.
Yeah.
And then both of our teenagers went back on Monday. So they love it. Yep. Kids still love the mall. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now the 10-year-old is hooked.
Yeah.
She's like, the freedom, the stores, the options.
Well, this
of
is,
food and drink.
That's a fantastic.
Maybe we could go to a movie.
That's a fantastic segue, Melissa.
She's hooked on the mall. We used to have to drag her.
Right.
She wouldn't try anything on. I'd order it all online. And now she gets it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. Like, I saw this article here, like, in the LA Times. So, malls have rebounded thanks to an unlikely source, Gen Z. Gen Z's going back to the mall, everybody. I love it so much. So it says this digital savvy generation is used to having things immediately to download, access, and watch. And so from that perspective, the desire to get physical products immediately makes sense. It's great. So this says Gen Z, people from 16 to 26 prefer an in-person as much as online shopping, if not more. So they're back, baby.
They're back. I really thought COVID and all that killed malls.
I can't believe that COVID didn't kill malls.
I was sure they were all
gone. I thought they were the first thing to go. I thought we were going to lose buffets and malls, but America prevailed. Mm-hmm. You know what America likes? Buffets and malls. Because what is the mall if not a buffet of clothes?
Well, and now it's like a buffet of activities.
Yes.
You know, with like the escape rooms, the video game, VR kind of theme.
The mall has adapted to survive. Mm-hmm. The mall is like, hey, we're closed. What do we need? Okay, we're closed here. Add a food court. Boom. Add a movie theater. Boom. Add activities like an arcade, an escape room, anything.
Like a playland.
Yes.
For the little ones.
Oh, a little area for the toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe COVID, like the mall may have started COVID. And yet remained. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. I love that malls are back, because we went to a mall like recently, and I remember walking around. It's like, it is packed in here, and it's not even like a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then you spent all Saturday there, and like our kids are asking to go to mall. All three of our kids went to malls this weekend, and I saw like a bunch of Instagram stories of other people at the malls. Malls are so back, baby.
Well, I think for like a teen who can't drive yet, a mall is a great place because they can spend hours there.
Yes.
You know? Like with friends, but without parental supervision.
Right, right.
You know?
And you might get a thing, but that's what's great about the mall. The mall is a hang and can be productive. Like, you're not going to hang at the grocery store.
No. Like, I mean, you do need a swimsuit for the summer.
Right. And you can't get that at Vaughn's.
Yeah. So it can be productive for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's great news. I also read that, you know who is killing the theme? I saw another article that said the Gen Z is saving malls, but the people not going to malls are boomers. Which is interesting because I think they were kind of, I don't know if the mall meant what it did to boomers, because like my parents didn't go to malls, did they?
I think they were more the department store era.
I think the boomers own the mall. They're the ones capitalizing on malls.
They own the property.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. They're like, we don't have to go.
They're like, condos make more money.
Well, this was
let's put in an apartment.
Let me read more here about the Gen Z. It also says Gen Z shoppers are bringing back the mall shopping experience. They want a sense of community. They want to bridge the gap between the social media that they're doing and the meet and shop person. They want to bridge the gap between the social media that they're doing and meet and shop in person. Because if you are going around the mall, if you're like, oh, kids are getting off their phones and going to the mall. No. They're on their phones at the mall, to be clear.
The phones got them to the mall.
The phones got them to the mall, and they are still doing TikToks in the mall. But at least they're at the mall.
Were you with us? No. Weren't with us. We were waiting for the friends across the mall to arrive, and we were watching a girl do TikTok dances.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah.
She was really going for it.
Well, I think that's one thing that millennials are like, we are a very online record yourself generation, but we are still a little scared to do it in public. Mm-hmm. Gen Z is not. Gen Z is saving the mall, because they will do their TikTok dances in Macy's. They will. Mm-hmm. They'll do it.
Yeah.
And honestly, respect. I don't have that confidence.
I mean, online creation in general, you have to be cringy. You have to be embarrassing until you find your voice.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't I don't know that they have that same sense of I could be embarrassed online. They do.
They do.
Get cyberbullied and stuff. But
they
the point is that the mall has prevailed.
I'm shocked. I didn't think this was going to happen.
I think what's interesting is when you think about a lot of these stores have not made it. Like a lot of like the Bon Marché is gone. Mm-hmm. Like those didn't make it. A lot of like Sears is on its last leg, right? Like,
yeah.
What was the other? Mervyn's. Like, some of the things that were in malls are gone, but the mall made it. The mall, because the mall is not Gap. Gap is a part of the mall. The mall was before Gap and after Gap. The mall in the beginning
the
was
is.
The in the beginning was the mall. Yeah, 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 yeah. The mall is. The mall is Alpha and Omega.
And it will be there at the end.
Exactly, yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Yeah, no, I mean, sorry, I gotta think of something to say. I was thinking about how Kohl's has become like an Amazon return center. Mm-hmm. And then they brought in Sephora, which is like a very trendy makeup store.
Yeah.
And how they've adapted, like literally half of Kohl's is Amazon returns and Sephora.
Mm-hmm.
And
so now you have to go to the mall.
Well, they're next thing they're going to open an escape room in Kohl's.
Yeah.
Yes. Smart. Kohl's plus Sephora plus escape room. Oh.
Keep them here.
Yeah.
It's the kind of the casino model. Yeah.
Yeah. My experience with the mall growing up, I had like, it's, which is interesting. Like, even though I just grew up in this nothing city, Federal Way, Washington, there's two notable things about my mall experiences is one, the SeaTac Mall, which was my primary mall growing up, is where Cinnabon got invented. Its first Cinnabon was in the SeaTac Mall, which explains my really love
allegiance.
And connection and allegiance to it. And number two is one of our other malls was the B&I Mall, which is where Ivan the Gorilla was. We had a gorilla at our mall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about stuff like that.
The one and only Ivan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one and only Ivan was at as one of my neighborhood malls.
Yeah.
So malls have changed over the years, but that's the thing with malls. They're very, they adapt to survive. They're like, what kind of mall? Yeah. What do we need here? We'll get, like I said, we'll put the movie theater in here.
They used to have pet stores in malls.
Yeah.
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 That's what I'm thinking about, because I'm like, yeah, animals in malls always had a lovely affinity.
Yeah.
You know, ours had like the play animals that were like a big bear and an alligator you could roll around.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, but
mine had an actual gorilla. Mine had a real gorilla. That's how long malls have been around and how long mall, like they were before PETA. Before, really, malls have been so big that PETA had to get involved. Like, all right, guys, you can't have a gorilla at your mall.
Yeah.
But we want a gorilla at our mall.
Those books were pretty good.
I
read them with Claire.
Yeah, no, I saw Ivan. He was in the 90s in Tacoma.
That's a whole different discussion.
It's a whole different discussion. But I think like what was your mall growing up?
The Brea Mall.
So everyone knows it real quick. Mine was a SeaTac Mall. Mm-hmm. You had a couple malls because you didn't have a home growing up.
Well, I had a home. It kept moving.
Yeah.
Didn't
have a home base.
We had a mall in Wichita Falls, and then the SeaTac
Wichita Malls.
And
that's
then
what they called
the
it?
SeaTac Mall.
Did
too.
They call it Wichita Malls?
No.
It's a huge miss.
Wichita Mall.
Huge miss. I bet I've been to Wichita Falls. I bet your mall was bigger than the falls.
It was.
The falls in Wichita Falls, Google it. Hilarious. It's like three tiny little things by a sign.
It's a water feature.
It's a water feature. They're not big falls.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm Googling Wichita Falls or the mall in Wichita Falls.
No. You're the actual Wichita, the waterfall in Wichita Falls is a water feature. They, like, There are, like, if you could fall down two flights of stairs, that would be a bigger fall than the Wichita Falls.
Yeah, I was thinking three flights, but yes, is yes.
Yeah.
100%.
So you had the Wichita Malls.
Wichita Malls. I remember they had a Chick-fil-A.
Whoa.
And there weren't a lot of Chick-fil-A's.
There were in Texas.
No.
No?
No. We just had, like, well, I lived in a small town.
Yeah.
We had, like, Brahms.
I've seen that.
Barbecue,
Brahms, yeah.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Burke Burnett,
gas
Texas.
Stations.
Yeah.
You know? And the Wichita Falls Mall had a Chick-fil-A. That was my first introduction to Chick-fil-A.
People take for granted malls, too, because you were outside of Wichita Falls, and, like, when sometimes you'll, like, people drive into town to go to the mall.
It's true. Yeah, a couple times we went to Dallas to the Galleria that was in middle school.
So Mel had forgotten. So a couple of years ago, we shoot Runs in the Family in Addison Improv, at the Addison Improv, and we're in Addison, Texas, and we go into that mall and
we stay next to the mall.
And we go in and you go, I've been here before.
Yes. It's like four stories.
Yeah.
They put an ice rink in the bottom.
It's nice.
They had the Limited too. Yeah. You know, kind of all those like higher end stores that you have to go to the high end mall to.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Maybe they probably have an American Girl store.
Well, that's one of the great things about malls is there's so many different versions of them. There's the mall and what's the Great Mall in Minnesota or whatever.
The Mall of America.
Mall of America. That's great. There's one in Edmonton that's like that. And it's like it has a full on not like hockey rink. Like they have hockey games in the mall.
One of them has a roller coaster. Is that the Mall?
That's the Mall of America. Yeah. They have full theme park.
That's like in D2, like in the movie when they're rollerblading around.
Yeah.
In the beginning. That's Mall of America.
Unbelievable. So fun.
Movie worthy.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Mighty Ducks too there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He brought that all the way down to D2.
Where are we at? Right. Okay.
Those who know.
Yeah.
And then,
Anaheim, the Ducks. That's your whole thing.
That's awesome. And then in Seattle, the Bellevue Square is like the fancy.
So there's like
fancy
the
mall.
Trash mall, which is what I grew up in.
It's just the neighborhood mall.
The nicest store in your trash mall is Gap. That's the nicest one, the Gap.
Yeah, it was only there a couple of years.
Gap didn't make it. It's a trash mall, and they're like, hey, we're not fancy folk. We're not that, all right? Where Gap doesn't make it, the As Seen on TV store will.
Remember they had the engraving store?
Yeah, my sister worked
there. Yeah, I know, I just
said. Things remembered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you would walk in, you'd be like, hey, do you need someone to carve something on this? All right, sure. But Bell Square was the fancy mall.
The fanciest.
There's just so many different. There's the outlet mall.
Yeah.
Its own type feel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Less of a hang mall, the outlet mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's not a good pitch.
No,
I'm not talking about you. It's not about like,
affordable.
Hey, let's go hang at the outlet mall. You're like, that's for back to school shopping.
It's cheaper, but you're not going to find anything that you wanted. Yeah.
Right. One of the solutions at the mall was the fact if it's indoors, then weather is a non-compete thing. So you could go no matter the weather.
Yeah.
Which is, kind of part of the allure.
Not enough people talk about, when you talk about great American inventions, the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is practical. You can get things done. It's magical during certain seasons. It's a place for teens to hang out. It's, I don't know.
You can walk mall walkers, for fitness. And that. People would walk the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's like what YMCAs are supposed to be. They're like, this is where the community will gather. And they're like, no. We have the mall. I think one of the things that I'm most proud about as a millennial is that Zoomies and Hot Topic have survived. Because when we, I think those weren't in malls before us, right? Zoomies and Hot Topic were very much like our mall stores. Our mall, those came
for. Spencer's, that's like the
Spencer's
same.
Too. I feel Spencer's is a little less known of the three.
Yeah.
And Hot Topic really just became like Spencer's.
Yeah.
Down where I'm at, all the stores are now just a version of Hot Topic and Spencer.
Right.
It's
right.
all like novelty yeah. niche boutiques.
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. it's like all bodegas.
Yes.
Totally different
Incredible.
Than mm-hmm. like what I ever expected. A Japanese anime store.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like going on the internet,
mm-hmm.
but it's a store.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't... Zumiez and Hot Topic felt so generational that they didn't feel like they would make it. Like,
yeah.
you wouldn't see a... I remember being in like my mid-20s and be like, wow, Hot Topic's still around. How about that? And now kids go to Hot Topic. And now mm-hmm. people a little younger than us work at Hot Topic.
Well, it was very like... pop culture based.
And it just changed with the culture mm-hmm. as you know. But yeah, it's pretty great that malls are around. I'm really glad that COVID didn't kill it. I'm really glad that teens are embracing the mall because it's a great place for kids to go. And frankly, if you can't afford a babysitter, go to the mall.
Something for everyone.
Yeah. Did you ever make your mom like drop you off? Don't bring me in. Were you that moody mall kid?
I did go. I didn't go with like my friend group yeah. often, but I did go with like a church friend quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like solo.
Solo, yeah.
But usually, like I had babysitting money, but usually I went with my mom because I could buy stuff. Because
your mom. You're like, I'm actually trying to get something out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't go to the mall that much with friends.
Yeah.
But I did have a friend. We would go. And we would get the pay-by-the-pound candy. That was...
Sweet Factory! Oh my gosh, Mel! You pulled Sweet Factory out of no... I forgot about Sweet Factory!
Yeah.
How did that not die? Oh! Is it still around?
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen a Sweet Factory in the mall in a while.
In Old Town, they have that pay-by-the-pound
candy. Oh, yeah.
Pound
we got
candy.
One in Escondido. We got one in Fashion Valley. Yeah,
there's still, again,
Brea Mall still has
so,
one.
It's such a epicenter for like commercial innovation. Truly. No, I know it's like joking, but it is.
It is.
Because like, you know, right now, a lot of the malls, they've added those like little crane games. Those are really popular.
Yeah.
Those like little crane arcades.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're like, hey, what new thing's kind of popping out? It's right there.
So the other one was the ice cream of the future, Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots is, yeah. Yep. Been the ice
no, no,
cream
no, but
yeah.
that was... At the mall.
At the mall.
Yeah.
And baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
That's
but it was early. Like
They tried, yeah.
I mean, bubble tea was the newest,
mm-hmm.
like, with the teens.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with it, so.
Yes, it was the World's Fair. You know, like, as millennials, it was like, what is the new crazy thing?
Yeah.
And they're all
yeah.
testing it on us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
We're all test subjects.
God, yeah. God bless America and long live the mall.
Make malls great again.
Put it on a hat. We got a couple things before and then we're going to get out of here. One, couple bingo dingos. You finally saw, I finally watched Daredevil season 3, which I believe came out 7 years ago. But
I want to talk about it now.
I know, it's Jim Gaffigan. You ever seen Heat? Yeah, like 10 years ago, but I want to talk about it now.
Just watched Heat again last week.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's great. I forgot, I got the preview for season 4, and I was like, season 4? What happened to season 3? And I watched season 3. It's great. Fantastic. Gosh, I love Daredevil. Daredevil and Penguin, so good. It's better than any of the... comic book movies that have come out in years. So,
mm-hmm.
And you finally saw Wicked.
I finally saw Wicked at home. I watched it over 2 days, 2 nights.
It's a long movie.
Claire watched it with me. I worked at a theater in Seattle, so the music was always around. But I didn't go to Broadway.
Yeah.
I didn't see plays.
We went to
that
a couple.
Stage.
We went to
in
the Fifth
life.
Avenue. We went to a couple. Me and you went to two. We saw Wizard of Oz and Singing in the Rain at Fifth Avenue Theater in downtown Seattle.
Yeah. No, I mean, Wicked was huge.
Yeah.
In the early aughts. You're welcome.
You're working that in. Was that what? I thought Wicked was later. I think Wicked was
just read an article. It came out. The play like debuted in 95. And
you've been reading articles behind my back?
No, I want to
read articles.
Okay.
When you're up in the middle of the night.
Wait. I'm reading here. Wicked's first performance was June 10th, 2003.
Yeah.
What?
Fact checker here.
Fact check me, Andy.
Mel just got a Mel just got a community note.
Maybe I'm wrong. So 03 was when I started working at the theater in
06. Yeah.
So
it was on.
Was on Broadway. The music was like very popular in my little theater community.
That makes sense. Yes.
And those people went to Broadway in New York and in Seattle.
Yeah, wherever it was traveling.
At that time, I was not seeing any shows.
Yeah.
Or I was not in the know about Broadway news.
We would occasionally go to the one at your theater, the shows at your
theater. Yeah, my theater had 6 main stage shows a year.
But we had young kids, so you're like, free tickets don't help me.
Yeah.
The ticket is not the obstacle right now. It's the toddler.
So I knew all about it. I knew the music, but I didn't see, I'd never seen the play.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, gosh, this is so long. 2 hours, 40 minutes for half a play.
Right.
And I wanted to kind of hate Ariana Grande's character, like, but she just nailed it.
Yeah.
Like, it is so good. Yeah, and all the characters and the acting, it's so good.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, this was too much. It's too drawn out. I loved it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
And now Claire was sitting next to me singing along to the song.
Oh, that's nice.
And I know most of them because I learned the music.
Right.
But I hadn't seen the play, so it was pretty awesome.
It's really fun when something like Broadway is so interesting because it is both mainstream but also very niche in some ways. Like, because you go to Broadway and you're like, you go to Broadway shows, and I've been like 4 or 5 of them or whatever, and they're like, they're not huge theaters.
No.
You know, mm-mm. But they're packed.
There's
and
a culture.
But there's a culture, and they're obviously New York, and people go, and so they are mainstream, but not nearly as mainstream as, like, movies and stuff. Like, you're like, in certain, like, music and stuff. But when one hits, like a Hamilton,
yeah,
or a Wicked, it just takes on this, like, life of its own. Where, I mean, it's 2003 was when the first play came out, and that was with Adina, right?
That would have been when it, like, debuted in
and
New
she
York.
Was the original Wicked
and
Witch, right?
Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, was she? Oh,
she
okay,
was
great. So
Linda.
Two huge stars.
Yeah.
And it had a credible long run there.
Oh, yeah.
Selling out constantly, like a Book of Mormon is doing, just selling out
and then
all the time.
Adina went on to star in Frozen.
And Glee, you know, first, right? She went.
They're both in Glee, but I mean, they've just done a million things since.
It's great.
You know, they're huge.
It's a debut in 2003, and then to get a movie 21 years later is pretty remarkable. Talk about a cultural impact. So cool.
Absolutely. So,
well.
Yeah, and I think, like, for me,
it's no Daredevil season 3, but
Broadway and stuff. I had time like for Glee. Like, Glee was just a TV show about, like, kids singing and musical kids.
Yeah.
And that, I knew some of the music from that because it's just more accessible.
Yeah.
Broadway is not always accessible.
Well, because they have to be touring, you know? And you may or may not have heard of it.
And it's expensive.
It's expensive, you know? Yeah.
So I feel like Glee also kind of opened up that genre more.
It's great. Love it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody loved it. And it didn't win Best Musical.
It didn't.
It's a tragedy. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of cultural impact, this is an email right here. Subject: Yahtzee. People, I think, have seen through our stories recently. We're talking more on the pod. Mel and I play Yahtzee. We've been playing Yahtzee for over 20 years.
It's in the book.
It's in the book.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello again. This is from Sarah, who had emailed earlier that week, too. We play a lot of Yahtzee in my house. My husband loves to change the rules of games to make them more interesting.
Okay.
He created a new version of Yahtzee that we call Yahtzee Circles. The idea is that you get 3 rolls per turn, which is what you normally get, but sometimes you don't need all 3 rolls. We make circles on our paper to save our rolls. Then we use the circles in other turns if we need another roll. For example, if you get a full house on your first roll, you take the 25 points and 2 circles. Later, you mark off the circles and you take your extra rolls. It gets tricky when you have to decide to take a circle and end your turn or keep rolling to improve your current turn. I don't hate that rule. I actually think that that's a very unique idea.
That totally changes the game.
The game. We did the same thing when we realized there was a different version of how you could play Sorry. I don't remember now. Oh, it was Sorry that you don't flip your cards. You draw cards. So you have hands and there's a strategy that you can hold your hand.
Sorry for a long time.
So yeah.
Forgot about that.
Pretty interesting. I don't know if we're going to give it a try or not. Mel?
I don't know. We do a lot of triple Yahtzee.
Yeah, we're triple Yahtzee.
So that would be different.
In a single Yahtzee round, I could see rolls. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Triple Yahtzee, there's some safety there already. But all right, everybody. See you at the mall. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little back. That is Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie T.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Caslon.
Nicole Carraz.
Norman Perron.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Mania and Tiffany Payne. Thanks so much, everybody.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.